If you or a loved one has had thoughts of self-harm, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Suplex City Limits. Suplex City Limits. Suplex City Limits. Suplex City Limits.
This is where I'm at in life. All that separates me from the projects is a fucking chain link fence.
And Tyler Fudge!
Have anything else to talk about on
this? About this show?
Yeah.
You want to talk about Mil Máscaras more?
Welcome. Thank you for downloading episode 223 of Suplex City Limits for July 20th, 2019. Puff Puff Pass, it's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, and he is the original Canadian Destroyer, my co-host.
I did it so horribly last time, I'm not even going to try this time. I'm just Tyler Fudge.
There you go. Suplex City Limits, available for listening or fine podcasts are found. You can follow me at the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at the Federation. If you like the show, consider supporting us by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. You can also donate on our Patreon, become a producer, like bad motherfuckers. You should see the size of his organ field, Caleb Morganfield. He's not balding, Christopher Spaulding. See Money, playing Vanilla Martin Corns. Our buddies at the Smack It Down podcast. Check them out everywhere podcasts are found. They cover a lot of shit we don't with cool Australian accents, mate. Nice. Deshaun, not as racist as Terry Bollea. Infamous Chris Savage, Kick-Ass Keith Martin, the Rice-A-Roni, Jabroni, Tyloni, Insaney and Jackson, Jumpin' Jeremy Foltz. Whew. Over on the over on the PayPal side, suplexcitylimits at Gmail. You can also donate there if Patreon's not your bag. Like motherfucking Big Body Sam, Aaron Echoes.
Echo.
And deep in your snatch, it's Cody fucking Hash. So, this week on the show, we will be laughing at some marks in Mark Tank. We've got the top three. We've got a bunch of news. We're talking tons of Japan.
Yes. I mean, it's all Japan. Like, I think the closing song already needs to be, I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so.
I was going to keep the shit going that I've been doing with plugging, you know, friends' bands.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe we'll do that.
Hey,
I already had one planned.
I get it. You know, there's less chances of getting dinged with a copyright.
We're definitely not going to get dinged.
No.
So, yeah, we got all that and a whole lot more. Someone posed the question to me on Twitter this week. How do you do a wrestling podcast and not cover the most popular product? This is how, motherfucker.
Yeah, like, come on. Have you not listened?
Just respond with a link to the show.
Yeah. Here you go.
Glad we gave up on that ghost, because a lot of people haven't, you know?
Oh, yeah, no. Will I watch the anniversary Raw next week?
I might
watch bits and pieces of it, for sure. You know, like, I definitely have plans to see that. But then I'm done again, till let's see when Paul Heyman and Eric Bischoff, you know, see what they do, and if it seems cool, I might come back. If not, no.
I drug us into this conversation way too early. Actually, did skim Raw and SmackDown, and I guess we can talk about it maybe later. But first,
I've seen One Piece.
There you go. But first, as always, started off with the top three after a word from our sponsors.
Hulkamania is bringing Celebrity Championship Wrestling to CMG. Till now, I gotta get Danny Bonaducci, Dennis Rodman, Dustin Diamond, Tiffany, Butterbean, Aaron Murphy, Frank Stallone, Nikki Siri, Todd Bridges, and Trishelle Canatelli. Hulkify.
CMT presents Hulk Hogan Celebrity Championship Wrestling. Available on CMT On Demand.
Only on CMT, brother.
Suplex City.
Limits.
Top.
Suplex City Limits Top 3, our top 3 matches of the week. You know, that Hulk Hogan celebrity wrestling.
Yeah.
It would have been something if they got, like, real celebrities or athletic yes. people. Like, are you fucking Danny Bonaducci? He was the best one, actually.
Danny. I know. That's the crazy thing about it. Danny Bonaducci was the star of that show. Having Trishel from the real world, you know, like, really? Yeah. Like, yeah, that's the epitome of anti-celebrity right there.
Screech, Todd Bridges?
Todd Bridges yeah. more than Screech, if you ask me, because, like, he was second fiddle to fucking Gary Coleman when Screech was Saved by the Bell to me.
I don't suggest watching that show, but I do suggest Brian Zane's Wrestling yes. with Regret video on it. It'll give you all you need to know in a small, you know, you'll save yourself the time. Anyway.
Yes.
Why don't you take us through this week's top three?
Well, let's see. Let's start with the furthest away from where we are today. Buddy, I'm such a poet.
Let's end with the best one.
Exactly. 100%. But Kenta taking on Tanahashi on night 3 of the G1, I thought was a really good showing for Kenta. And the way that they played the match out, and at the end having Tanahashi not shake Kenta's hand was a really nice nod that, you know, this is going to go forward and maybe there's going to be a good story told here, because you got Kenta, who was the man in Noah, and Tanahashi, who was the man in New Japan. You know, it's a story that tells itself. So
Yeah, really good shit. Loving Kenta in the G1.
Yeah, his promo that he cut after that match against Tanahashi too, and just like, hopefully some of you guys remember me. One guy starts walking out. He's like, that guy, he doesn't remember me. Right?
Yeah, dude. Kenta's fucking great this year, but good match.
Yeah, it was. Our second match on the top three would be Will Ospreay taking on Kota Ibushi. And really, you got two guys coming into this match. Both are hurt, one significantly more than the other. Kota Ibushi having a sprained ankle, and Will Ospreay having stingers at 28 years old.
Yeah. Like I said, man, there's no worse opponent to have with it when your neck is fucking with you than Ibushi, because yeah. he hates necks as much as he hates vaginas.
Yes, he does. And it's you got, on the other end of the spectrum, number 2 on that list, I'd say would be Naito, and he hates necks just as much as he hates that IC title, so.
Yeah, he does. He hates necks, too. This match was fucking crazy, man.
It was. Will Ospreay got dropped on his head a couple times. One on, like, one of those reverse tombstone motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Just straight on the fucking top of the skull.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, go for it. That's it.
Oh, I just clarify once again that I don't care when wrestlers decide they want to do this. They know that we all say they shouldn't do that, and they know the consequences, and if they want to fucking drop themselves on their heads for their fucking art, then I guess go for it, you know.
I'm not one to judge, you know.
I think
I mean?
A lot of people spend a lot of time complaining about spots that people do. Well, they know.
And that's the thing, as kids, you know what I mean? What did you want? You wanted crazier. You know, so like it if people come to and see that, like if it draws eyes, they're going to keep on doing it. The only way, like, if you want it to go away, just like not watch it. How do you do that? Like, come on.
I assure you, Will Ospreay is well versed in what happened to the Dynamite Kid.
Yes.
You know, he knows.
100%.
You want to keep doing it, then fuck you, I guess. That's your own deal.
But hey, he slowed
great
down.
Match.
100%. It was fantastic. It's hard to watch at points, you know what I mean? It's like, because you don't want to watch somebody die in the ring. Like, you know, maybe we all haven't, but I've seen, like, the Misawa match, and, like, that it's not fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the match was fantastic. It's Ibushi and Ospreay. They had a lot of callbacks from the Wrestle Kingdom match a couple months ago, where Ospreay was stood up in the Tree of Woe instead of Ibushi, and he's toying with him. I thought that whole exchange was fantastic. And then the story about Ospreay's neck was cool too, just to put it into the storyline.
For sure. And then
we have the match
of the week, the match of the G1, and I'm going to say match of the year contender. Honestly, I fucking love this match.
Hey, we'll see how it holds up with everything else before the year ends, but I mean, it's up there.
Because for me, it's what I like in wrestling. It's not the, you know, a lot of times there's like, oh, this is the best match. And it's like, you know, Okada, Omega fucking wrestling for 5 hours or something. It's like, eh, that's not really, to me, what's great. This is the shit. Brawling all over the place. A lot of fucking highest spots. Back in the ring. Good shit. I don't know how long this match was. Do you? 15 minutes, maybe?
No, it was past 20 minutes.
Well, then they did it fucking right because I wasn't bored at all.
No, it was a really good match.
Versus Hangman Page and Kip Sabian was a 19-minute match that I like fucking, I felt like went forever.
So. Yep. No, 100%.
Dude, we got some good reviews on our Fight for the Fallen reviews.
We did some, I mean, come on. I mean, the cream rises and the truth is told at some point in time, right? So
if you don't know, now you know.
Yeah, that's all I'm gonna say about that, but thank you.
Yeah. This match was fucking awesome. I love that. And now match of the year contender, I will say.
Yeah,
maybe that's probably a stretch, but
yeah, hey, you know what though, you're not the only person saying that this was a fantastic match, you know. So in comparison, there are some hefty ones to live up to. At least in my opinion, I do believe that Omega and Tanahashi was fantastic at the G1. I loved that match. And then as well as Cody and Dustin, the story told in that match is going to be, that's a contender for match of the year as well. But this match, it was so much fun.
What are the contenders really this year?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like Cody and Dustin, Omega, Tanahashi. From Wrestle Kingdom. I don't know. There's not a whole lot really that's jumping out to mind, but those two are up there. There's nothing from WrestleMania. You know what I mean? I'm sure there's Dragon Lee. Who was it? Ospreay and Ibushi from Wrestle Kingdom was great.
If we're forgetting any, hit us up. Let us know.
Yeah. We need to start doing like a half-year contenders and narrow that down so we're ready for the end-of-the-year awards.
Well, when we did the end-of-the-year awards last year, like, oh, this year I'm going to keep a list of all of my shit. So at the end, I'm not fucked trying to remember what matches happened. Well, too bad.
Too bad. I think you should do a poll on because you got the more Twitter followers. You should do a poll and say how much, you know, what is your nominations for a match of the year so far?
Well, we just could do it in the group, too.
We could. The group, you'll get a lot better answers, actually. Yeah.
Well, he just fucking burned out a bunch of people. He just fucking burned them.
Well, I mean, no, like, I don't mean it like that. I mean that, like, the group is closed.
There'll be less people being cocks. And
yeah, exactly. Like... And just, like, somebody coming in with Brock Lesnar and fucking Rollins. It's like, no. No.
Yeah. dude, I love Umino being like Moxley's personal fucking young boy.
Yeah. And then having Moxley's ref being Red Shoes.
Yeah.
So like that's his father. Right?
Yeah.
So like did you see how he walked by and he just gave Red Shoes a big hug?
Yeah. That's fucking great, man. I love the way it's from the go. This match was great. Ishii comes out, just goes right in there and just like head to head, fucking posturing and shit. Like, holy shit. Like, it just started, and already this is more interesting than 90% of the wrestling matches you watch every week.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Fucking awesome, man.
Well, I mean, because you've got a guy that if you haven't seen Moxley before WWE, you hear these myths of how he was crazy and all this shit. And then it's going up against, you know, the equivalent of crazy in New Japan, which is Ishii.
And I was going to wait until after this match, but dude, honestly, the guy is the hottest thing in pro wrestling right now.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. There's something to be said on whether or not you elevate him past Omega for AEW right now. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, like, you do. Yes, you fucking do.
So, like, if you took Omega and do, you know, because, like, not a lot of people in America know in the vast majority who Omega is and what he's all about. Sure, his matches are great. But, like, if you did a little bit of a slow burn with Omega and have him come back around maybe and a rubber match with Moxley before the title, after Moxley beats Jericho or something. You know what I mean?
I know that it's going to be a problem because, you know, dude, you start a new wrestling company and their first thing is like two WWE guys, Jericho and Moxley. I get that. I wouldn't want to do it either. But in this situation, I don't know. I don't know that you don't just have Paige beat fucking Jericho. I understand that, you know, obviously you want Jericho to be your first champion to come out on TV with it and shit, but I don't know.
See, I feel you should have a heel start because it's always better for a chase than, because, like, I feel like then you're just going to, you'll set Adam Paige back, I feel, if he won that title, and then he's just no adversity whatsoever, is just taking on the Rogues Gallery, when I think he would be better suited if he chased that title.
Well, yeah, it's going to be Jericho. I mean, you know, but who's Jericho's first opponent? It's going to be probably Omega.
The winner of Moxley and Omega, I'd say.
I assume Omega.
We'll see.
For me, like we've talked about on here lately, the guy's just super cold. Like, I get nothing on him. It's like, yeah, great matches, but he just walks out and he's just like a dude.
But his opponents haven't been, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, they're not, sure, he had that match against Jericho at Double or Nothing, but at the same time, you're kind of limited with Jericho. Jericho's more of an act now. He's not that in-ring prowess, that it's not there as much anymore. So, like, he relies on little things, and sometimes he relies on those little things too much, like the camera work and that bullshit that he does in every match. I think that should be spared for certain times. But, he hasn't really been given those workers that are elevated and are looked at with prestige and can work. You got Cena who can work, but, I mean, Jim Cornette said it best. Like, Cena's not going anywhere in America.
No.
Nowhere. It's you can push him all you want. It's not going to happen. But
yeah. With this match, they do the posturing. They start just throwing forearms at each other, and the crowd just yelling with everyone. Hey, hey, hey. It's back and forth like fucking awesome. Yeah, brawl into the crowd. They're up on the fucking out in the seats and shit. It was awesome. One thing too, Kevin Kelly, who is my announcer of the year last year.
Wait, no, hold on. I just got to tell you, this is the best call from Kevin Kelly's Death Rider.
he fucking just is so good. He explained at one point, Red Shoes is not throwing this match out because the crowd would be pissed at him.
Yeah.
And these guys would be pissed at him. And it's like just little things of like, in case you're wondering why this isn't a DQ, here, you know?
Yeah. And they also explained that John Moxley asked it to be a street fight.
You also, know what I mean? So New Japan, you can use weapons outside the ring. That's the deal, yeah? I mean, that's always seems to be the deal.
I think that like in big high-profile matches, they let it go a little bit. If it were a nothing match and somebody used a chair, it probably would get thrown out. You know what I mean? But I don't, it's vague, but usually if they're outside, they get away with it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. But anyway, this was fucking really good. How about Ishii off the top to the outside through a table? Holy shit.
God.
He flies, man.
Like he flies, but he drops so fast. You know what I mean? Like he jumps, he gets that elevation, but as soon as he's ready to fall, he literally just goes down.
Yeah.
But like it looked like he hit Moxley with a ton of bricks, but it was fantastic. They broke that fucking Japanese table for sure.
Yeah. What do you think of the like safe headbutts thing that they're doing? They're doing like lower speed headbutts. Yeah. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah,
like, you know, they're safe. They still look fucking pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, you can, if you shot them from a further away angle, I think they look better instead of coming in from a close up and just like actually seeing how soft they're doing it. But yeah, if you shot it from behind, you know what I mean? And you could see Ishii's back of his head, and then you see Moxley come forward, you know, with Moxley's size, it just looks so intimidating, you know? So it would just look a lot better. But yeah, I like those headbutts.
Ishii kicks out of the first finish. What is the Death Rider?
Yeah. It was, yeah, Death just Rider. A snap Death Rider. It's a replacement for J Driller.
Yeah, fucking awesome though. Eventually gets him with an extra fucking intense one.
Yes,
gets the win,
which is what he's calling the paradigm shift in AEW is the elevated Death Rider.
Yeah, Death Rider. It's gonna be a thing now.
Yeah, I gotta get that isolated next time I.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. Fuck me.
You know what? I'll watch Moxley and Ishii again. Fuck it.
You know, while I was watching this, I was like, I think it might be time to put Ishii into the most prestigious Hall of Fame in all of fucking podcasting.
Man.
Debuted in 96.
He can be there. You know what I mean? Like, if he's not here now, he's going to be there. You know?
He's going to be. Right. Yeah, that's exactly.
Like, so, like, I mean, he's definitely approaching the twilight of his career, I'd imagine. Over in Japan, you never know, because, I mean,
yeah, the only New Japan
are pretty old.
I think the only current roster New Japan guys in the Hall of Fame are Liger, Okada, Tanahashi, Suzuki.
Yeah, I mean, Ibushi or Ishii can easily go in there.
There are people saying that I put Okada in too early.
No, man, I don't think so.
How to fucking quit wrestling tomorrow?
He would be in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, he's had a good enough career.
Even if you don't New Japan, you should really check out Moxley versus Ishii, especially if you're like don't really watch shit other than WWE. I don't know why it's a new one, but anyway, if you don't see a lot of shit or if you haven't seen a lot of Moxley at post WWE, this is the best Moxley.
Yeah. Yeah, this is better than Joey Janela and Moxley. This is the best thing he's done since he's been back.
Yeah. And dude, like I said, so much props to that guy. He could be off doing six-man tags on house shows, getting paid millions of dollars, fucking his wife every night. But he's not, dude. He said, fuck it, and he's doing what he wants to do. He's in Japan having crazy as fuck matches, getting thrown into tax and shit at AEW. And not only that, it's not like he just went back out and it was like, meh. I mean, he's went out and all his shit is fucking great. Like, I give that dude tons of props. He went from a dude that nobody gave a fuck about to, like, the hottest thing in wrestling this year.
It's crazy how fast it can happen. Like, you look at it, it happened with Cody Rhodes. You know what I mean? He came out and on the indies, he just blew it up. Not this fast. No, because he doesn't work the same. He doesn't work a match like Moxley. He's not as good as a wrestler. Level. No.
Cody was a little hot on the indies when he came out. Moxley.
Well, yeah, no, but he was everywhere. Though. I'm not talking like exactly like as soon as he came out, but once he got the New Japan, everything started, you know what I mean? It didn't come so fast. It didn't go so, you know, so fulfilling, but like, it's just like an example. Like he came out, you know, he started the show, everybody in WWE, you can come out and you can do it. Like, I'm not saying he's like a pioneer or anything like that, but like he was the first guy to leave WWE and really show him, like, hey, you know, it's possible to leave and there's money to be made. And Moxley obviously was one of the main guys to capitalize on that.
Your current standings for the G1. There was a show this morning we're not covering. It's not in our top three this week. We haven't watched it yet.
No.
It's 10:46 a.m. local time.
9:46 a.m. local time here.
Yeah, right. So I didn't even eat breakfast before this.
Breakfast. I ate a Nature Valley peanut butter bar.
Anyway, your current G1 standings are as follows. Block A, Kenta with 8, Okada with 8. So that's crazy. Both undefeated thus far.
Yeah. And
are going to face off.
They got 5 matches left, I believe.
So they're at 8. Lance Archer, 4. Evil is at 4. Tanahashi, 4. Ibushi, 4. And then Ospreay, Sonata, Fale, and Sabre, all with 2.
Yes.
In the B block, you got Moxley with 6. Ishii, Robinson, Takagi, and Yano with four. Yano's got four.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, Yano's beat two people, which he's not going to win anymore, though. You know what I mean?
Probably not. Then you've got Goto, Taichi, Cobb, and Naito with two, and Jay White with zero.
Yes. Because Jay White did get beat from Toriano.
The former IWGP Heavyweight Champion starts G1 0-3.
Yeah.
I don't know what the story is, but I'm fucking interested. It's the second, like, that Jay White's not really that good, right? Just wins by bullshit.
I honestly think that he goes from here and just goes on a winning streak. I really do. I can't see, in this block, I can't see Jay White not being in the mix, I feel. You know what I mean? Because, like, Shingo Takagi is going to level out soon enough.
Yeah.
He's not going to go too far. They're giving him some wins now. I don't think he's going to lose like Toriano will in the rest of the tournament. But I expect Shingo to come out with maybe 6 or 8 points. But Jay White can easily make his way back up now and get, if he wins every match, he gets like 12 points.
Yeah.
So
who is, what's coming up in the next show, man? Like, who's next for Moxley?
Well, next for Moxley, I think that would be this show. Let's see here. Yes. So next for Moxley is Shingo Takagi.
Oh, dude, Moxley Takagi?
Yes.
What?
So that match is going to be great.
I mean, you know it's coming, obviously, because everybody's going to take on everybody. But when it gets there, you're like, oh, yeah, this is going to be tits.
Yeah, because this is Wednesday. You also got Juice Robinson taking on Toriano. I'm assuming Juice wins. Hiroyuki Goto taking on Taichi. I imagine Goto wins. Moxley and Takagi. I'm going out and saying Moxley wins this match. And then you got Jeff Cobb taking on Jay White. What's Jeff Cobb standing at with points now?
Cobb only has 2 points.
2 points? So I'd imagine, I imagine Jay White's going to pick up the win here, because Cobb being an ROH guy, he's not going to get pushed to the moon. And then the main event, though, of that night, it's going to be a great match. It's going to be Ishii and Naito. So
can't go wrong there.
No, no.
This is what?
Wednesday, I imagine Naito, the 24th? Wednesday the 24th.
I'm going to see Marilyn Manson and Rob Zombie on Wednesday the 24th.
Are you really?
Yeah, like 5 minutes away.
Holy shit. That's pretty dope, though. That is.
Should be all right. I'll talk about it next week.
Yeah.
Recap.
And also the Saturday show, the one that's going to be on the Access, is main evented with Okada and Kenta. So.
On the Access, yeah.
On the Access,
Okada and Kenta, that's awesome, too.
Yeah, and then it's Tanahashi and Sonata, Evil, Zack Sabre Jr., Ospreay, and Bad Luck Fale, and Kota Ibushi and Lance Archer. So it's a very missable match, really. Or it's a passable show. There's not a lot of great prospects on it. Evil and Zack, I'm sure, is going to be okay. Tanahashi and Sonata should be fun. But Okada and Kenta is going to be fucking a blast.
Not a big Evil guy.
No, I'm a fan of Evil. I find you pair Evil up with certain people, it's going to be really good. Like Evil and Sonata, which was not in our top three. It's an honorary mention, though, if you ask me. Because of the story that was told between the two tag team partners and how they've been having a little bit of rift since they lost the titles. But after this match, you know, they did the whole Lozinger and Oblaze fist bump. And they're all good, and they go on after Evil had beaten Sonata, who was the one that got all the singles title shots, not Evil. So it's kind of cementing that Evil is right now the better singles competitor of the two, so maybe he should get the accolation more. You know what I mean? So it's...
Fucking stories.
Exactly.
Stories. Fucking logical, good... stories.
And like in
the
these,
stories of a fucking ninja movie or something.
Yeah, like these are stories told through motion and physical movement. It's not even just being, you know, outright told. You could tell just by the way what they're doing, what the story is. So
there you go. So yeah, G1 is the shit. You should be watching it.
Oh.
So moving on from there, but if you don't, we'll continue to tell you about it.
Well, I mean, yes, we will let you know what is the best.
Yeah, around. Also, Yeah, shout outs to, I guess, honorable mentions to, I watched Kushida versus Apollo Crews from NXT. Fucking pretty good TV match. Pretty
yeah. Good. What are they doing on NXT right now? I've fallen off on it a little bit with this G1.
I did not even take notes. They're continuing with Cole and Gargano. Okay, they're going to be on the next TakeOver.
Yeah, because they got a three stages of hell match at the TakeOver or something like that.
I guess. I'm over that fucking feud, too. I don't really remember what else they were sending up. They had the match, the two guys from the breakout tournament or whatever the fuck it is, the Get On TV tournament. And they were both, like, dudes that didn't interest me. This one dude, Dexter something or another.
That's Samuel Shaw from TNA, the stalker.
Yeah, he comes out to this, like, Stranger Things type music, and he's just got, like, crazy eyes.
Yeah.
And he just stares at the camera, and it's fucking, it's weird. I mean, he looks fucking kind of frightening, I guess, but.
Yeah, he's got a menacing look to him. I don't know what his work is like these days. I wasn't too big of a fan of him in Impact, but. I mean, it's Impact.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, not much. Not sane. Shirai.
Oh, looking hot as hell with that latex.
Dude. Oof. Yeah, but she's a heel, and I don't get it. So it comes out, and it's like, I don't like you. You're like, okay. I still don't dislike you. You know? Still hot.
Yeah, okay, you still got a nice shitter.
I tweeted that during that AEW show. Like, there's no better baby face in peril than a cute Asian woman.
Oh, 100%.
And I expected blowback. I was like, oh, some fucker's going to like. But no. No one did.
See,
under the radar.
That's the. I feel like with when you're talking about female wrestling, if it's any kind of compliment, you'll be okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I got something this week.
If you said something different, like if you said white broads can't sell for shit, people would have been up in arms.
I think I criticized some women this week and got like a mini fucking.
Like a mini Alexa storm. Bliss, probably.
I don't know. Oh yeah, she's in my Mark tank later. But yeah,
not
anyway.
Surprised. I bet you Coley Collier's in it because I seen a good comment from him.
Oh, I didn't. If you got it, man, put it in there.
I'll look for it. How about that?
You can't do anything on his feed because he just retweets everything. He just like retweets shit in every minute of the day.
Oh, I know. It's so hard. So like, I don't know if I'm going to find it. Why is? Oh, I go on Twitter and it's like, rest in peace, Chester Bennington's trending in Canada. It's like, why? He's been dead for years.
two years.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So. Enough of that shit. Let's get into this week's news.
This week in the news, one less podcast in our way, and CM Punk at StarCast. Let the rumors fly, everybody. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is news to us. One less podcast standing in our way of auditory podcasting domination.
Yes.
Yeah, what the fuck else were you talking about?
Oh, CM Punk at StarCast.
So what about something before that? I don't know. I'm fucking baked.
Oh, no. There was two stories.
Saturday Wake and Bake special.
Yeah, buddy. I don't follow Cody Collier on Twitter.
Fuck him. Well, why would you? I don't either.
I don't even know how to find him, honestly. I just stumble across him every now and then, you know?
Yeah. CM Punk will be appearing at StarCast 3. Feel free to begin, debating whether or not he's going to show up on the show.
Because you know it's going to be a talk, and rightfully so, people are going to talk about it because it's the closest he's been to an AEW show. If there's a way to say fuck you to Vince, this would be the way to do it.
He was at StarCast before, though.
Was he? I don't think
so. Pretty sure he was.
But maybe. I don't know.
Thought he was, like, the last time in Chicago. Sure he was.
I don't know. Would they have made such a big deal about this one if he was?
Probably. I don't know. I'm pretty sure he was, even if he wasn't. Whatever. If he's ever coming back, now's the time. There's no better time and place and everything than right now. you know. And even if they would have had Punk, like when this first started, I wouldn't have done it until right before TV either, you know. Like yeah. Going into TV, this pay-per-view is like a couple weeks before that might be the way to go.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I never used to get pissed, but at this point I am like, fuck you, man. You know, if you really hate the WWE, then do something about it, you know.
No, 100%. 100%. This would be the time to do it. And if you're not going to do it now, then there's no point in doing it, if you ask me.
So I don't think it'll happen, but I hope it happens, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. And hey, for me, I'm gonna be at that show, so I would really like for it to happen. It would be fun to watch live.
Oh shit, right?
Right, so whatever.
You're gonna fucking meet some SCL Nation out there?
If they're around.
Lance Levine will be there.
Well, fuck. I'll scope him. I know what you look like, Lance. You might not know what I look like, but if somebody comes by.
Who's that other motherfucker? Jay Dune? I think he lives in Chicago.
Does he live in Chicago? I thought he lived in like Vegas or something, or like California. But maybe he lives in Chicago. I don't know. I never see snow in his Twitter, so I assume that he doesn't live in Chicago.
Maybe. I don't know. Other stories. Chris Charlton is back.
Yes.
He was briefly pushed back to just the translator because he does have a terrible voice. I mean, I admit that.
I agree, but fuck is he ever insightful. He adds a lot to the commentary. He really does.
Fans complained, and he's back to doing commentary. What a novel idea.
Right? Because it wasn't New Japan that made that decision. It was TV Asahi that made that. They didn't want Chris, which makes no sense to me, because TV Asahi is the Japanese version. Why is the Japanese people, you know what I mean, that are in charge of the Japanese television, deciding who does the English translations for the English feed on New Japan World? What? Mm. Why?
Yeah.
Why does that matter? If the fans enjoy it, then it shouldn't mean a roll of beans. What? Because the Japanese people aren't going to see it. I know you love the roll of beans, don't you?
I do. I fucking do.
Should be a T-shirt. Suplex City Limits. Roll of beans.
Yeah, I bet we'll sell fucking tons of those. Roll of beans t-shirt. Get your roll of beans t-shirt now.
Send in your money order with a self-addressed stamped envelope.
Yeah. Send us your money.
Yeah.
So there's that. What else we got? Dragon Gate, their Kobe show, which is on the 21st and is on their streaming platform, because of course they have a streaming platform too.
Yes.
They have English commentary.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, former Evolve manager and Busted Open radio host Larry Dallas and MLW's Rich Bikini. Rich
what?
Zucchini.
What? Yeah, that's good.
They'll be calling the show live from Japan.
Why Rich Bikini? Oh, wait, MLW, right?
Yeah.
I was thinking fucking ROH. What's his name?
Ian Riccaboni.
Yeah. See, Rick Rich.
Ian Ravioli and... And Rich Zucchini.
You know, Rich does look like the type of guy that eats a lot of zucchinis.
Rich Fettuccini.
That works, because fettuccine is really rich.
You could do all of them, dude. You could do linguine, do ravioli. All right. Just a little pasta humor for you guys, you know?
Pasta mania.
So I fucking read the research, the data, and it shows that there's a large gap in the pasta comedy region. And expand our brand. The show will be headlined by Open the Dream Gate champion Pac taking on Ben Kay. Was what happens when you're in elementary school and there was two Bens.
Yeah, yeah. One's Ben M and one's Ben K.
Exactly. As long as he's not fucking Ben Gay.
Yeah, I was just going to say Ben Kay is pretty close to Ben Gay.
That's an ointment joke.
It is. It is. It's an old man smelly ointment joke.
Fucking stupid. I don't know what you're smoking today, but makes you stupid. What is this? Cherry AK.
Oh, I love AK-47. I've had AK-47. It's fantastic. I'm smoking Monster Cookies. It's Monster OG crossed with Space Cookies.
Holy shit. Yeah. I've had both of those separate.
Yeah. So here we are.
So yeah, look out for that. I'm actually hope that we can watch. I mean, I don't want to have to subscribe, but maybe we can catch that show and at least the main event and see who this fucking Ben K kid is.
Oh yeah. No, I'm definitely going to check some of it out. You know, I mean, you got Pac. Pac's fantastic. So,
former WWE superstar, the Berserker, he's sentenced after his 7th DUI arrest. Dude, John Nord.
He's had 16 felonies or something in the last 10 years or something or whatever. Yeah. He lives in assisted living, and he's been told that he's not allowed to drive. He's been on probation for 5 years and told that he cannot drive anymore. If he drives, he's going to jail.
He's been arrested for 7 DUIs in the past few years, and court records stated there were 16 incidents where authorities charged Nord with either a felony or misdemeanor over the past 10 years.
Buddy, that was just off the top of my head because I listened to Jim Cornette talk about it on his Fight for the Fallen episode. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, what in the fuck, man? So, I don't know. He's not allowed to drive anymore.
No. So, I mean, my love for you is like Berserker. Do you want to making fuck Berserker? Fucking love that.
You would do that ripped off Brody Huss. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. Don't do the Brody Huss.
No. But hey, fuck you, Jim Nord.
He lives in Minnesota too, which is great. Oh, I should go visit him.
You could probably like make him think. Like, he's got ALS too, doesn't he?
I don't know.
Whatever ALS is, I'm not 100% sure. I just know that like a bunch of people threw ice water over themselves for it. So
instead of donating money,
yeah.
I didn't understand that. I was like, oh, donate money to this charity or dump ice on your head. And everyone's like, well, I got to do a video of me dumping ice on my head. The point is that you donate money, you fucking nimwit. Fuck. Anyway. You see this dude? He's 7'3", Jordan Amagbian. I don't fucking know. Mm-mm. He makes his fucking... makes his in-ring debut at an NXT live event. 7'3", this fucking guy. He's huge, dude.
I'm sure is he like filled out or is he linky?
Nah, he's pretty filled out, okay. Man.
Okay. I can get behind that. Then there's nothing worse than a giant Gonzalez looking motherfucker.
Nah, dude. What the hell is his name?
Yeah, no, it's gone.
Jorge something.
It's gone forever.
He's known as El Gigante.
El Gigante. That's the name I was looking for. But I don't know his real name.
Yeah, we call him El Gigante when we run across him in fucking paper. Which has happened an unfortunate amount of times.
Yeah.
I just sent you a picture of the dude. I mean, he's pretty fucking filled out.
You sent it through. Okay, I got it. Yep. Let's see here. Where are you? Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, he's 7'3".
He's got a Baron Corbin belly, but
yeah, he's,
maybe you can get away with it when you're that size.
He's 25 years old. He's from Nigeria.
Ooh, maybe Jim. What? Vince has to get the Great Power Udi out of jail. And the Great Power Udi be his fucking mouthpiece. Fuck yes.
Is Udi's in jail?
Yeah, he tried to kill his wife, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Well, did that happen? Yeah, I guess I don't know.
I don't know. Like, I mean, like, he's probably not in jail. I mean, Great Power Udi jail.
Great Power Udi fucking Congo wrestling world champion.
I don't know. Nothing's really coming up because, I mean, it's probably just Congo.
I thought we did say something, have a story about him beating his wife once.
I think so. Like, if he's not in jail, I mean, he was looked at for going to jail.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Tully Blanchard agrees to a multi-show deal with AEW. He's the exclusive advisor to Sean Spears. That's familiar. I don't know.
You mean like he's kind of like a Paul Heyman?
He's an advocate. Yeah.
Yeah. But anything that gets Tully on TV is fine by me. I'd like to see, because, I mean, we all look at what Tully did back in the day. He was fantastic. He was so quick-witted. He was a great talker. Hopefully with old age, it hasn't really ruined him. But I think that he can do some talking. It's not like Sean Spears needs somebody to talk for him. But, I mean, it helps when Tully Blanchard's on your side.
I don't know. I don't get it.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. I think it's fun.
I think it's a misstep, dude. He can do his own promos. He's fine. What is having this old man with him for? And like Tully, I don't get it, man. I don't get it. I like Tully too, Suplex City Limits Hall of Famer, but I don't get it. Anyhow, there's that. Braun Strowman signs a new deal.
Fun.
Because
good
what
luck
else are you
with those knees.
Do? Yeah, they don't help him out any with that shit.
Mm-mm. No, he just fucking runs and runs and runs and runs when he looks like he's laboring walking.
Yeah, they're putting a lot of unnecessary wear on that dude's fucking knees. I love that it's like just a non-story. We're just like, meh.
Yeah, I mean, it's Braun Strowman. It's nothing. It's not like he was ever going to be picked up by AEW, right?
Anywhere.
I don't know why you feel like you got to lock him up somewhere, but he's whatever.
New Japan might pay you for fucking one.
Yeah, one come match. In and just see what you can't do and just like, okay, never mind, bye.
Phil Balor requests time off. He'll be gone for 2 months. Like, fucking matters. Like, is that dude really on the shows anymore? I don't know.
Well, I mean, he's gonna do a little program with Bray Wyatt, I assume, until SummerSlam, then he's gone.
Yeah. I don't know what the deal is. I would want to take time off, too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's for to heal up or if it's just frustrations or not. Like that, I don't think that's been reported, but...
Yeah, rumor is he's got a really big Lego set he wants to dedicate to.
He wants to make the whole set of the Pirates of Caribbean.
Yeah.
And then he's going to fuck Kathy Kelly next to it.
Yeah. Probably. Is that who he's banging?
Yeah.
She's fucking hot too.
She is.
I always thought he was into the dudes.
He's homosexual.
Homosexual. You gotta put a southern accent on there so everybody knows that it's fucking joke. Like, oh, they're joking. Okay.
Yeah.
They're mocking the south.
Yeah,
which we don't do nearly as much as we used to. Like, it used to just be a shtick on here, like, to talk shit. And then I'd look at our numbers, and I'm like, wow, nobody listens to this show in the sun. I just think they probably think we both have fucking dumb accents.
You saying we're not big in the South?
I don't think we are.
No. Well, I mean, hey, that was probably my bad.
Whatever. Let's see what else we got. AEW signs MJF to a new multi-year deal.
Yeah, I mean, that's smart because MJF is he's a star in the making, man. If there's one highlight you can find that's glaring from AEW is that he needs to be protected 100% and made a goddamn star.
Yeah. Yeah, what is he, 22 years old, 23 years old?
Yeah, like that little bit on you see that video of where he got invited back to StarCast? And when Cody leaves, he talks shit to Conrad. Listen here, Mr. Titties, or, you know, fatty.
Listen here, Turkey Tits.
Yes, Turkey Tits. Dude, that was so fantastic. I love it. Like, I want MJF to call me Turkey Tits. I really would.
Yeah, really good shit. He's still under contract with MLW, so...
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's one of those things. It's going to come to an end once TV comes, I assume.
Yeah. But. It is smart of MLW to work at these. If these guys are going to come to you and like, hey, work together, like, we'll see where that pays off for MLW. When is that going to pay off for MLW?
Well, I mean, we'll see what happens when TV comes on. Like, you know, you can have, let's say, like, Brian Pillman Jr., I don't know what his contract or if he has a contract per se with MLW, because I do know a lot of MLW's workers don't have contracts. It's just a per date deal. You know, there's only a select few that have contracts in MLW.
Oh, really?
Well, that's how Brody King got out of it, and that's how PCO got out of it, because they don't sign contracts, because it's you're stuck, because the way I believe Court Bauer put it, you don't want to have the same people on TV every week, and then you're paying people to just do nothing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And you're just going to lose them. I mean, being MLW, you don't have the money to keep these fucking people. So, you know, whatever.
You're just going to have them in contracts, and you're going to have to release them because Court Bauer's not a fucking dickhead. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If they can make triple the money elsewhere, let them do it.
Yeah. They got their first pay-per-view that I'm not going to pay for coming up.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, everyone, what we've been giving to you for free, you have to pay for it now. How are you excited? No. No, I'm not, actually. Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't pay enough close attention to want to buy a pay-per-view from them.
Well, it just doesn't make any sense, you know? Like, they announce it like it's this big, exciting thing. Like, how is that exciting to me? Like, you've already given me all these same shows, Battle Riot and all these special shows, free, and now I have to pay, and I'm supposed to be excited about it? I don't know. Fuck off, man. You know? And if Impact and Ring of Honor are getting 1,500 buys, what is this going to do?
900.
800 buys? 500 buys?
What's the fucking point?
No, it's not worth it.
No.
Why not just put it on the way you've been doing it and just, like, at this point, I think with a lot of those companies, just, like, please watch this, even for free, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever. It's dumb. But I like MLW.
I do too. I got nothing against them.
Colt Cabana's The Art of Wrestling is coming to an end.
Yep. There you go. That's one down.
One down. Now quit your fucking wrestling podcast, asshole.
Come for you.
Dude, he fucked it up. He's like, I'm going to change the show. And then he killed it. And then that's it. I think that has... Dude, I used to listen to the show. And then he's like, I'm going to change it up because a lot of people are doing the interview shit. I'm like, okay. And then it wasn't very good after that.
No, it wasn't. Like,
I didn't like the new style where it's just him talking to random people for a few seconds.
No, I was a bigger fan of the interview. I miss the interviews. You know what I mean?
His interviews were kind of the best interviews.
Because he knew them and he knew how to go approach a subject. You know what I mean? And not have him defensive or whatever, you know?
It's with Scott Norton. That's a great episode.
Oh, dude, is it ever. Like the fucking, speaking of the Udi, the Deuce or Domino or whatever, Super Domino. That episode was fantastic. Cliff Compton.
Right. So, for me, I like the old version better, so I'm not. But he's hanging it up. I haven't listened since, the old format. When it'd be a guest I was interested in, I would check it out.
Yeah.
He changed the format, I quit listening.
No, 100%. 100%. I agree. I'm with you 100%.
His numbers had to have fucking tanked out.
Oh, for him to have stopped, I think so.
Right. I mean, I think it was still successful. He'd be doing it still. But...
Yeah. And then you also look at it, too. Colt is doing full-time Ring of Honor commentary now. He's also, he was doing some stuff with NWA. I'm sure
also it's being sued.
Yeah. I would imagine his time is limited now, but
yeah. So there you go. One down. We move up the spot one.
Yeah. We're now 5 steps away from being.
He does talk about that, that he's so busy, he wants to take a breath, so understandable.
Yeah, but at the same time, I wish he didn't change it.
Yeah. Little weird things. What the fuck are they called this guy now? I have to see. Isaiah Scott. Isaiah Swerve Scott.
Oh, Shane Strickland.
The former Shane Strickland is taking on Drew Gulak on 205 Live this week.
What?
Which is very random. I don't know that he's... I mean, I don't really watch NXT that much. I watched it this week, obviously, but I don't even know if that dude debuted on NXT yet.
I don't know either.
So, we were always... I remember we were always like, they're not going to fucking put this guy on 205. We kind of joked like, oh, he'll be on 205 Live. He really is on 205 Live.
Oh, yeah, 100%. God, like, they're not hiring people to do anything with them now. You know, like, they got their people that they're going to push. The rest of these guys, they just got to find a place for them. You know, I'm waiting for the next big signee. You know, the one that we can't wait to just get sent to NXT UK. You know, just
whatever. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Hey, pal, how much do you like the UK? Because we do tours every now and then. Oh, I love the UK. Oh, you love it, do you? Oh, you can be in NXT UK. Yeah, that's good shit.
It's good shit, dude. I don't know. Yeah, I guess they just, like, sign you, create the illusion that you're wrestling in front of people.
Yeah.
You know, and that people are watching you, which they're not, like, on 205. Yeah. Even though I heard Gable Gulak was a great match this week.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it was good, but, I mean... If a shit, you know, if a tree falls in the woods, does anybody hear it? Or is that how it says?
Not if there's anyone there. It's if a tree falls in the woods and no one's there to hear it, does it make a sound?
There you go. That's it.
It's what you're looking for.
Yes, basically. And, you know, just if nobody's watching it, it really isn't that good.
You're a philosopher. Garth, I think that was a haiku. Oh. So there's that. What else do we have?
Mickey James set for knee surgery. That's cool. Jeff Hardy is now a drunk again.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Oh, did we? Fair enough. That's...
And we didn't really talk about the fact that it was like 11 a.m. when he was arrested.
In a stairwell because he was passed out.
Drunk from that.
I mean, at least he didn't fucking drive drunk this time, because we all know how that works out. But the best news of the week is Beyond the Rings picked up for a second season.
Oh no, shit! I didn't even see that.
Yeah, it just got picked up. I read about it this morning, I believe.
Well, they have more episodes they never put out, so.
Well, and I believe, yeah, because like I heard that a lot of people got interviewed about Benoit, maybe. But, like, that's got to be one of the ones in this season. You know what I mean?
I also heard, you know, when they put it out and everyone's like, oh, what do you want to see? No one really said Dino Bravo. I want to see that. But I think that's one they're working on, too, is Dino Bravo.
I'd like to see a Dino Bravo one. There's some intrigue in that one, you know, with the mob and whatnot, you know, so.
The mob definitely fucking killed him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Doesn't he kill the execution style?
Dude, they, like.
On his knees? Fucking,
I don't know about that, but they probably shot him like fucking 10 times or some shit.
It's madness. Absolute madness.
Shot the fuck out of him, dude.
Yeah. And the last bit of news I got is Fight for the Fallen was down 14% compared to Fyter Fest in viewership.
Mm.
So,
well, you know, I don't know. It was an okay show.
It was a good show. Long. Way too fucking long.
Yeah. You would do the whole show in 3 hours or fuck yourself, you know?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. We don't need 4 20-minute matches in a row. You know what I mean? You don't need it. And then the main event being 30 minutes. Like, fuck. Come on.
Mm-hmm. And then Raw has a Raw reunion on Monday.
Yes.
Because USA is angry about the low ratings.
So they got to do an artificial bump.
Yeah, scheduled to appear Steve Austin, Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair. There's a ton. I'm not even going to read them all.
No.
But Sid, dude.
It's even softball season. They got him.
They got him. Why wouldn't you just do, like, spread this out and just, like, have some of these people kind of show up here and there rather than put, like, 50 people on one show?
Well, I mean, it's something to be said, too, that, like, that will get old fast too if you just were to have old stars come up, and it's kind of like, to me, I feel like that's just going back to where you were. You need to make new stars. That's the whole point. And if you're just going to have old guys on for the pop, I mean, people are just going to remember the old guys. They just need to get behind somebody that the fans enjoy and not make him into a cuck.
You know, that like, guy, it, just as a dude, is so fucking unlikable now.
Yeah. You're talking about Rollins,
it's not
going right? to
work. Oh, yeah. It's not going to work out for them either. Because it's no. Lesnar, a guy they've conditioned you to, you know, they condition the fans to hate him and he doesn't care and this and that, part-time champion. And it's a guy who's just a cunt on Twitter. Yeah. Like this week, he had a bunch of shit.
Did he?
That he was saying that was just like fucking stupid. Oh, he's like, why it's easy to hate WWE was one thing. And then I was like, he to people who say him and his, you know, Becky look awkward, they're jealous and this and that. He's always out just blabbering fucking dumb shit.
Yeah, I mean, he's a cock.
It's a fucking penis. That's your main event. So we'll see what happens with this. What do you, if you're tasked with booking this reunion show, how do you open the show? What's the first thing?
Austin. 100%.
It's gotta be. It's gotta be 100%.
Yeah.
That show needs to open with a fucking glass break.
If it doesn't, what the fuck are you doing with your life?
It needs to interrupt Michael Cole.
Oh,
Michael Cole, welcome to wherever we're here. Fucking right.
Comes down, has a couple Steve Weisers, throws up some middle fingers, cuts a promo. Maybe somebody comes out. I wouldn't want them to do Baron Corbin or Elias Sampson, but I assume that's what they do. One of those guys would come out, interrupt Austin. Austin stunners him.
Gave him his fucking last name back. Holy shit. his last name? Really?
Sampson?
Yeah, it was Elias Sampson.
Oh, Jim. Jim, you don't remember?
You know what I want? I want to talk to Sampson.
No, I know, but it's like, you know, they cut him off and you don't hear it for so long that you're like, what the fuck was it?
It was Elias Sampson. Because, like, I've always, like, I didn't want to delete that soundbite, but I haven't been able to use it because he's just Elias now.
Yeah. I was going to come and, like, complain and, like, about this whole 24/7 thing at Comic-Con, but like, I haven't had breakfast. I don't have the
energy. I need some sustenance.
Yeah, I got like I'm too good of a mood today to fucking do anything about. But the main takeaway is that when non-fans think that wrestling is stupid, it's because of WWE.
Yes, 100%.
It's because while doing an interview, R-Truth has the Hurricane come out. Tries to roll him up and then, you know, does his dumb hurricane shit. And then you get Drake Maverick comes out in a banana costume and tries to roll him up on this stage and this panel.
Yeah.
Who people who don't even know who he is, you know.
Yeah. It's death is what it is. And
I love that when they go places and make other people aware of how fucking stupid. They're like, oh, hey, comic book fans, if you guys, in case you didn't know, wrestling is fucking stupid and you should laugh at it. Thanks, bye.
And see, and that's why I think people are so hard on AEW, because they want an alternative that they can be proud to watch. But the problem is, when they tune in, they start seeing stuff that's just like, I can't show anybody this because they'll think it's stupid. You know,
librarians.
So, yeah, exactly. So like, that's why, you know, like AEW is getting a lot more flack, because like the vast majority of the show is good, but you got these fucking shit bombs that are placed in strategic spots, it feels, you know what I mean? And just, you don't want to invite somebody over to watch it because you're afraid, you know what I mean? And it's the same thing with WWE. It's like, we don't want to be in that ilk, you know?
I legit had that experience with this show, but two shows ago when I was watching it with my buddy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. Like, legit apologize. I'm like, dude, I feel bad even like telling you to watch this. God damn it. You know, I just felt so fucking embarrassed.
Yeah. Yeah, no, 100%, man, 100%.
Yeah. So
hopefully it gets straightened out and we get less embarrassing wrestling.
Yeah. But that's about all I got for news.
Yeah, no, I really don't have anything else for news, really. It was a slow news week. A lot of G1, though. So.
Yeah. So from here, what's going down on the Federation?
The next episode, WCW World War III 1996, will be up on for everybody on Monday. It will be up for Patreon subscribers today. It's a fun episode. I liked it. I mean, it's impossible watching one of those World War III battle royals with the 60-man battle royal, but
yeah,
that's a chore and a half. But the ending's cool to the battle royal. And I mean, you get some Roddy Piper, some good promos. And
do they get entrances on that? Like,
no,
they walk
everybody comes out at the same time.
That sucks. I'd like to know who all the obscure people like. I'd like to just see a list of all the people who are in there.
Oh, dude, there is a list. Like, if you go online, you can get a list. Like, it's hard to really just name it off right now, but like, there's Jimmy Graffiti, Joe Gomez, Ciclope, Jack Boot. then there's
Jack Boot.
Yeah, I think that's Sergeant Pittman. I think he was named Jack Boot for a while or something. That's what I got from it, anyways. Bunkhouse Buck.
It's just, what guys can we find?
Yeah. It's basically, you had a lot of those guys, but then, everybody else in WCW.
How many fucking barely did anything in the business fucking guys right now are like, I had a match with fucking Vader and Sting.
yeah, just World War 3, 9, and 5.
Yeah, man, the World War 3, 9, and 5 when I was in that match with Sting, man.
That was so good. So good. They overlooked me for World War 3 and 9 and 6, but Jimmy Graffiti got in, so I understand. I understand.
Jimmy Graffiti always stealing your book. There you go. Check that shit out. Only Federation feed, mofudge.com, everywhere else podcasts are found. If you like this show, you'll fucking love that one too. On the Suplex City Limits Network side of things, They Live for Horror. They got a new episode coming out in a few weeks, couple weeks.
I'm supposed to be making the artwork, and I totally forgot about it. So thank you for the reminder.
They are watching The Void.
Yes, I really like The Void. I watched that. I think last year or 2 years ago or something.
Mm-hmm. Or I never watched it.
I really enjoyed it. It's a good horror movie. It's one of those ones that it was on all the lists of, best horror movie of the year. Because I do love horror movies, and I got to go on those lists to find them, because the good horror movies are never advertised anywhere. And The Void was really good.
Yeah. I don't know if I watched a lot of horror movies lately.
It's hard because a lot of them suck.
The creep movies.
The creep movies are good. Yeah, they are really good.
Different kind of horror, but...
Yeah.
So check that out. They Live for Horror on the Suplex City Limits Network. They Live is up right now. Got good reviews for that too. I saw on the Twitter.
Fucking A.
So that's good shit. Pay-per-view take two very soon. The ECW styled TNA Hardcore Justice 2010.
Buddy.
So it's coming.
Shit-tastic, eh?
Yeah. So we got that. So all that shit coming up. From here, and let's take a dip in Mark Tank after a word from our sponsor.
So remember the game store for all your video game needs.
Cut! How was that, Stevie?
To tell you the truth, Sam, it really stunk. Randy, come here. Bring my glasses. Now listen, I got the script in front of me here. And first of all, you guys don't mention in here that you support all four video game systems. You don't say anything about buy, sell, or trade. And you don't even mention that you get $3 off with this commercial. I mean, do you guys even play video games? God.
I'm back! There's a guy that pays his last $20 on crack cocaine. Is a guy that believes that OJ did do it. And a mark is each and every one of you fired, son of a fucking bitch.
A mark is every one of these sorry sons of fucking bitches. It's Mark Tank. We read Mark comments off social media as they are typed. And do be laugh at them, and it's a good time.
We laugh and laugh.
Yeah. And Terry Ansel really likes it. Shout out, Terry.
He loves listening to Mark Tank while he's at the gym.
Speaking of Terry, you see that fucking video that went around the 4th of July? Did I send it to you?
Oh, Terry Belay in Walmart?
No. Oh. Like, Terry! It's like some guy in a wheelchair. He can fucking barely move, and he like... Like, they help him light a firework, and then he starts going off, and he can't get his wheelchair moved. No? Oh my god, dude. We should have that as a fucking drop from the an audio drop. This fucking black dude just yelling, Derek! I know, Derek! It's fucking amazing.
Did you see that video of the guy in the bagel shop just getting fucking pwned? Just down.
What is with that, dude?
What, did you never seen that?
No, I did, but oh. What the fuck? He's kind of, he was on like Jim and Sam this week.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
He's just a fucking, he's just a weirdo who, I don't know what his fucking deal is. He is really small, though.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's really small, but I mean, come on.
Like, yeah.
He's a fucking weirdo. Oh.
I found this here. I was like, fucking Terry. Back up, Terry. Of course, though. Yeah, YouTube's got to have commercials, you know?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Like Google.
It'll be a shitty quality, but.
That's okay. I want to hear this.
Hold the hand, Chico.
Okay, come on.
Oh my. Hey, hold on. Two cars come.
He's down on the. He's, this guy's in a wheelchair with a super long punk, and this kid's helping him light this big firework. Yeah, in the
two cars come two different ways.
Like the guy talking is the guy in the wheelchair?
No, the guy is filming. Okay. This guy, no, the guy in the wheelchair probably gets
bag up. Bag up, Terry. Put it reverse, Terry. Put it reverse. Oh, Lord. Lord, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. What you doing, Terry? Terry, what you doing?
And now he finally gets, like, wheeled away from it. This fucking fireworks, like, blasting off right next to this fucking guy. Love it, dude.
What you doing, Terry?
Fucking great, man.
Anyway. Oh, you gotta send that to me.
We were here for Mark Tang.
Yes.
Alright. Okay, back to Mark Tang. Albert Adonisio IV says Kabuki Warriors should be fired and not never get another title shot as long as they are at WWE.
Well, I mean,
so they got fired.
I don't think they get title shots in the WWE after they get fired.
And not never ever get another title shot.
And not never ever? So he's basically said they should get a title shot, right? Yeah. Basically when he said not never ever.
Lexi Kaufman on Twitter. Yes, we encourage reactions, cheering and booing and chants. So she puts and between all of those. Real smart. Space, yeah. Period.
Yeah, right?
You're not a type, bitch. We don't encourage people to be rude. Aw. I'm sorry.
So you're telling me that when you're an asshole, that's not encouraged. Like, when you play an asshole, that's not encouraging the people that you're directing the asshole comments to be rude?
Dude, that show, did you see that part?
I seen clips of it. I didn't see the whole match because guess what? I'm not fucking watching a 20-minute Alexa Bliss match. Especially with Naomi and Carmella and Natalya. Like, come on, give me a fucking break. That was just, none of this was their problem. It was something, yeah. It was 24 minutes, I believe. 20 minutes or something. It was in the 20-minute mark.
Let's go Cena. Cena sucks, chance.
Yeah.
Kinds of shit. This is awful.
And now, to preface, right? Like, this is none of those girls' fault. They should have never been put in this match. Especially right. For 20 minutes. Because, like, no matter if somebody's a bad worker, you should work around it. You shouldn't put them out there to be embarrassed. You know what I mean?
Dude, a lot of people agree with her, though. And, like, there's this new age sentiment in wrestling.
No, that's bullshit.
That's like, oh, you should go there and you should fucking, I don't know. You know, like,
that's
fuck
just
it.
Fans, though. The WWE fans are the fans of the lowest common denominator. And those lowest common denominators will believe anything you tell them. And they believe that people care what their feelings are. Guess what? Nobody gives a fuck how you feel.
Just dumb. It's like, dude, fucking go and do it in sound stages if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, like have
like these little
cues.
Mark fucking bitch boys from Twitter. Just give them free tickets and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Cause like,
then it would be NXT. Fuck what? I said it, bitch.
No, I mean, like, that's... It's been an argument that I was making a year ago or so. I've just given up on it. The NXT crowd is horrible. It's half the reason why I don't watch it no more.
Yeah. Mario Baserto The Kabuki Warriors should be fined and suspended for their post-match treachery. What a terrible display of sportsmanship.
Fair enough. I mean,
because so what this is about, I'm sure you didn't see it. Iconics versus Kabuki Warriors, the Jap experience.
Shit.
That's from Vince's point of view. That's not me saying that. I'm not a fucking racist like he is. They will sit and watch, I don't know, one of the Aussie cunts gets herself counted out. And Asuka just sits there and watches this. Just sits there, watches her get counted out. Here's the fucking shit. And then it's like, oh no, we fucking won but didn't get the belts. Seriously, they did that.
Yeah, that's...
How is it supposed to root for you? They look like fucking idiots.
Well, it's also to be said, like, why in the fuck are you doing title matches that end in countouts? You know, why?
Build to the next thing, but...
But that's the thing, though. All they know how to do is try to get heat. And in trying to get heat all the time, you just make everybody look stupid.
I just think it's fucking crazy. It's like, yeah, they just sit there and watch them get counted out. And you're thinking it from 2 seconds on. You're like, oh, they're just going to stand out there. I mean, it's like the only one who doesn't know is the baby face. And they do that so much there. Where it's like the only one who doesn't fucking understand something is the stupidest fuck baby face.
Mm-hmm. And anyway. It's unfortunate. But, I mean, that's why WWE's in the state that they're in today.
Ryan Avedisian, this goes to show the Iconics are a bunch of scaredy cats because obviously they want to do everything they can to keep the titles, so they obviously chose to get counted out. If the match was no countouts, then the Iconics would have no choice but to fight Asuka and Kairi. You're exactly the lowest common denominator who will believe in anything, right? Who just goes with whatever they say.
Yeah, no,
it works on some. It does. This guy's like, I want to see a no count out match now.
Well, and title matches should be no count out. You know what I mean? Like, there shouldn't be a reason for that.
It's not like a widespread wrestling thing.
No. Like,
in New Japan, if you get counted out, you lose the belt.
Yeah. Exactly. You know what I mean? If you're gonna have count outs in these matches, then fuck. You know, have them mean something. Not just be a heat magnet that you misuse or don't use properly. It's WWE. It's like talking to a fucking wall.
A boy, B-Rad Brad, sent this one over. It's from this guy. Hashtag Jim lost his smile.
You?
Oh, Jim fucking... Jim Ross. And in his profile picture, this guy's a piece of shit,
by the way. This is a cerebral profile palsy picture.
But his profile picture is when Ross fell or whatever, and it was fucked up. What an idiot. And anyway, he tweets, Jim Ross shouldn't even be able to call himself a WWE Hall of Famer. He is a traitor. Really?
Jesus Christ.
He hates him that much. Why do you hate Jim Ross so much, bro?
Well, I mean, because he's a WWE fanboy, and he's upset that Jim Ross is not in the WWE no more. That's basically what it is. But little does he know, Jim Ross got fucked over by the WWE every time he was there. They just fucked with him and fucked with him and fucked with him. If anybody has no loyalty to Vince McMahon, the WWE should be Jim Ross.
Goddamn. Oh, let's see.
Also, shout out to B-Rad Brad, who seen Casanova Valentine. They talked about their love of Suplex City Limits together.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's a weird little connection, right?
It is a weird little connection, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that. I like that somebody who listens to the show and heard somebody on it, you know, met him at a show.
Yeah.
It's like a total in an art gallery fucking deathmatch show.
Yeah. You know, hey, if you want to be the next, you know, because remember, we were the Rocket Strappers before Edge and Christian were.
We rocket strapped the shit out of Casanova Valentine. God, he came on and he was like, not doing much, you know, and he's like, oh man, my dreams have worked to turn him into death. Look where he's at now. Yep. Come on, Suplex City Limits. Bam, turn him into death.
Are the two related? I don't know. Come try it out yourself.
Yeah, I actually don't.
I don't either.
I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to talk to any wrestlers.
I mean, Jesus Christ, we have JTG on. I haven't even heard about his app that he was plugging.
Dude. That's fucking weird, right?
Yeah.
I don't like that shit. That's why, like, we used to always have guests and shit, and now I'm still open to, like, our bros, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Lance Levine, you can come hang out with us sometime.
Yeah, Lance.
fucking, you know, I'm trying to think about some more.
I'd love for Will and Lance to come on. Honestly, that would be fun.
Why can't I think of fucking? Because Link's Kinetic.
Yeah, talked to him forever. Scotty.
Yeah, our old homies when they swing by, Travis.
Yeah,
you know that's about it. I don't want to meet anybody new. I don't want to talk to anybody new.
No, I get that 100%.
It's just like, well, other podcasters is one thing, but like I don't know. It's like, it just sucks. It's tough. It's like, you're like, oh my God, what am I going to do with JTG? It's like, we couldn't pass it up because like, you're dumb, but like, it's so fucked. I was like, what am I going to do? It sucks. Don't go back and listen to it.
No.
Let's see. Adora Islam. His last name is Islam. I wish Seth Rollins losses at SummerSlam. He don't deserved this opportunity. Roman Reigns deserved this opportunity.
Oh, fair enough. So much for Roman Reigns being over like gangbusters after cancer, eh?
Yeah, I guess. Thomas Silk Harvey. They had a battle royal to determine who goes against Lesnar at SummerSlam because they can't fucking build anything. Oh, God. So they get rid of their automatic, you know, rematch thing just to do dumb shit to get the guy right back there. Every fucking time. And every show, it's like the women's divisions, right? Every show... They get done. They just do like a match with a bunch of people to determine who the number one contender is because they can't build one. They can't fucking build one.
Yeah. Sorry, I giggled a bit because I was going through the Suplex City Limits Twitter to see if I could find or a Facebook page. I seen what you posted last night. Nothing's worse, Paige. Nothing's worse than getting an Uber and smelling like an ashtray. And somebody replied, imagine how the woman felt when their belt smelled like jizz. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, dried crusty jizz, man. And Thomas Silk Harvey should have had all 10 superstars exit the ring at the same time over the top rope and made it an 11-person free-for-all match at SummerSlam. But let's be realistic, we all knew Rollins was going to win.
Boo.
Yeah.
Fucking guy. These marks.
Yeah.
Marks these days.
Marks these days. Vinny Castagna says, Seth Rollins is the worst wrestler ever. The writers probably said, if we don't make him win, he'll cry.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Michael Quing. What the fuck? Out of the free-for-all would emerge Rollins, and the stage was set for a truly explosive confrontation for the Universal title. Now the relationship tag team just doesn't matter for Seth Rollins if he still wants the championship because Roman Reigns is on top of this world.
Yeah, yeah, because he's that big dog, right?
Fatic got him. I hate Brock Lesnar. He is not human. I love Seth Rolling. I wish to him for win Universal Championship title.
Keep rolling, Seth Rolling.
Yeah.
Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Seth Roll.
Oh, boy. What the hell is that? I have other ones? I think we're good. That's this week's Mark Tank winner.
Oh, that was?
No, I got one.
Okay. I was like, I missed it.
All right. Asher Ray Moyo. Breaking news. The man will lose the title at Summer, and Seth will lost also. Lynch and Seth are coming to South Africa for honeymoon.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Now, and why is everybody dumber for listening to it? Who the fuck goes to South Africa on your honeymoon?
Fuck. I think there's like one of the highest concentrations of AIDS.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
And plus, like, they're not even engaged, are they?
Well, no. I fucking hope not.
Have they been fucking for more than like 6 months? Like, fuck.
Yeah. So there you go. Wow. There is that. What else we got? Anything?
For the show itself?
Yeah.
I mean, we could mention, like, what did you think about the Bray Wyatt debut?
Oh, I thought it was awesome.
I did too. I thought that was well done, really well. They did, like, the lighting was good. I liked the atmosphere behind it. The mask looks killer. I hope the mask doesn't come off. I'd like for it to stay. So, yeah. I mean, he looks like he's in decent shape as well, so.
He is in good shape. We've seen that already.
So, I mean, let's see where it goes, man. I'm down.
But reality is it's WWE, and it's probably all downhill from here.
Yeah, you're probably right.
He'll beat Balor, so that's good, but he needs to actually keep winning. It was like when Bray Wyatt came up. You think that people on the main roster fans weren't like, wow, this is fucking awesome. It was awesome until he lost to everybody.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't awesome.
Yeah, 100%. So, I mean, that's that. But, like, I mean, I'd assume I'm welcome to see more. That's the only thing I've seen from Raw for months now was that. And it was a YouTube clip, of course, but, like, that's all I really needed to see.
For me, you've got all these fucking people, right? You've got a zillion guys on your roster. I would use Wyatt as just a once-in-a-while kind of dude. He could beat Balor here and then move to something else.
Yeah.
But he could beat that person and disappear for a month.
Or, and then or show just up, go back and do a couple Firefly segments backstage. He doesn't need to be in ring.
I think they need to leave that the past.
I don't mean like the Firefly segments, they can evolve to be in what he is now. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm not saying like do a Firefly Funhouse, but like do the equivalent of what you do with his character that is now. So like have just, you still have a couple of the puppets around if you wanted to, you know, just like in a dark room or something, but like figure something out there. He doesn't need to go into the ring. He doesn't need to be cutting those long, boring promos because that's all they are, long, boring promos.
Nothing in the ring.
No. Only thing in the ring should be what he's doing now or matches. That's it.
When he's that character, he shouldn't say anything.
And I agree.
If you did this correctly, he wouldn't need to say anything for months, you know? When he does come back in the ring or something for a feud, for a match, it's something he's going to win. And then he goes away for a month. Yeah, promos, whatever. But, you know.
Will it happen? Probably not.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. You got anything else?
I don't know.
I watched Raw and SmackDown, but it's fucking, I didn't watch them. I skimmed them.
You know what we never spoke a word about?
What's that?
Extreme Rules.
I don't give a fuck. I didn't watch it. I tuned in live and it was like halfway through the main event and I watched that.
I didn't watch a second, man. I would like to see Cesaro in black. I would. I might go back and see that.
You messed up, man. Let me ruin that for you.
Okay, go for it.
Cesaro versus Black on SmackDown. We're gonna have a rematch. Okay. But they come to the ring, match starts, it goes to commercial in about 45 seconds. They wrestle through the commercial on the small little screen in the corner. It comes back, it goes 1 minute and it ends. Black beat Cesaro.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Now I meant their
I know.
Extreme Rules match, but
now it doesn't matter, right?
No, 100%. I don't need to watch it now because they've already fucked it around. So
I don't watch shit that's like, if it doesn't fall within the current week of the show, I don't mind watching it. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Andrade beat Cruz in a minute, also on SmackDown.
And then he goes and NXT has a great match.
Yeah. Oh, Liv Morgan, dude. She loses to Charlotte, gets out of the ring mad, grabs the mic, and says, when I come back, I'm going to be real, and drop the mic. Fucking idiots. I don't know. This chick is terrible and shit, but a lot of people really like her for some reason.
But I mean, it's because she's cute.
So your idea is like, we're going to do something with her, but we're going to change everything up. That's dumb. All you needed to do to get her over was push her. That's it. That's all you needed to do. Push us a baby face.
Yeah.
Because people like her anyway. I don't know.
Well, it's because she's cute. That's why people like her. She's like, I'd eat peanut butter over her asshole. You know what I mean?
I'd snort her flakes. Her fucking dandruff flakes.
Exactly. I'd make tea out of her dandruff flakes. I'd make tea out of her dead skin cells.
I don't, like Paul said, I'd drink her bath water, right?
Did you see a video of that guy who vaped that Instagram lady's bathwater?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
What a fucking fool.
Society is fucking bankrupt. Yeah. But yeah. See, that's dumb, you know.
That's like,
yeah, that was SmackDown. Raw. I don't know, nothing.
Yeah, you had fucking Bray Wyatt. That's about it.
Yeah, pretty much. So yeah, that's it. You have anything else before we rock out of here?
I don't think so, no. Honestly, I'm pretty tapped out on the news or whatnot. I mean, I'm just feverishly checking the site here to see if there's anything else to say, like any breaking news. But
well, you can check. I'll give some shout outs.
Yeah,
I want to give shout outs to our fucking podcasting brothers at In Search of My Lost Soul, hosted by Bobby Anthem. It's a new episode out now. I haven't got to listen to yet.
I have. It's a very nice take on some obscure music references, and I'm always down for obscure music references.
Mm.
Like, it's check nothing it you'd ever heard of before, and it's refreshing.
Mm. It's kind of a fucking podcast unlike anything I've ever really listened to.
I'm so into it. You know what I mean? It's so into it.
Yeah. That kind of, like, fucking introspection and shit, like, on a podcast, it's crazy. Very good. So, Wrestling Overdose with Shaheen. I'm going to be on that show at some point. Bobby Blades was on the newest one, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He has a rotating cast of co-hosts.
Oh, really?
Yep. Get in the Corner, of course, Inhuman Experience, Shooting the Shiznit, The Strap, Wrestling's High Marks, Regularly Scheduled Hostility, Comedy Suplex, Much Love Out There, Mikey G, Dirt Sheet Dudes. Of course, They Live for Horror. So, shout out to all of you. Also, Nuclear Heat Graphics, all kinds of pro wrestling horror artwork. He does custom artwork, fantastic shit. Get it any size you like, all kinds of sizes for prints. Very good stuff. Check that out. But yeah, if you got nothing else, I'm going to get out of here. And
nothing else at all.
Fucking eat some French toast and eggs.
I did come up with a picture of that big tall dude in NXT dressed up as Krang.
What?
Yeah.
Like legit?
Well, no, like somebody photoshopped him to be like Krang.
Okay. Episode pick, maybe?
It's all watermarked with a bunch of shit. It's really messy looking. It's a Snapchat picture.
Okay, never mind then.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to do it. Playing us out this week. I kind of thought of that last week. It's like, I know a lot of people in bands and shit, so why am I not helping them out, giving them some love, you know? So I'm going to start doing that. And eventually, when I get my new band going, I'll pimp my shit at the end of the show. Because I'm a whore. A fucking dirty whore.
Yeah.
A band that I used to fucking be in, they changed the name. I got some new members and shit, but Lords of Sorcery. This song is Opus number 5 off their new album, Tonight We Conjure, came out earlier this year. You can buy it at Bandcamp. You can listen to it on Spotify. Show them, if you like it, show them some love. Tell them you heard it here. And that'll do it. So, as always, until next week, we thank you very much for listening. We will be back to talk all the shit of next week. And may you get all the dick and her pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you, and be excellent to each other.